Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
Hey, you guys!
Now we're Duval. Hey, you guys, was that Electric Company?
No, that's Sloth. That's Goonies.
Oh, Goonies.
Hey, you guys!
That's
although
right.
I don't know if you can do that anymore because then, like, Sloth is, you know...
That's when he turned good, right?
Sloth was always good. What are you talking about?
Was he? I thought they thought he was bad at first.
Well, he was chained up by the Fratellis, and then, you know.
I haven't seen Goonies in a long time.
Ah, Goonies is great. Goonies does hold up a little. Like, there's a lot of times you watch those movies from your youth, and it's just like, But Goonies holds up, and I think they're doing the 30th?
Well, so much of it's in, like, 40th. The cave on their 40th. Little quest, you know? So it's away from things that would date it.
Yeah. So... I don't know if you can, like, mimic Sloth anymore, because Sloth is, you know...
Probably not.
I don't know what you can and can't do. I don't know.
Because Sloth is mentally challenged.
Well, he's challenged just in a lot of ways. I don't even know what Sloth... That's the thing, is Sloth doesn't even have a real condition, but people will get all, you know, cancel-y, and, you can't do that. So, I don't know. Sloth is great, though.
Well, he had a kind heart.
Yes, he did. And he loved Chunk, and he's going to go live with Chunk. And I don't know how that works. You know, they don't really explain that. Chunk's like, you're going to live with me now. And I'm like, I don't know what the process of that is. I'm guessing there's some sort of government agency involved. But I'd like to believe that Chunk and Sloth lived happily ever after. Till Chunk went off to college, then that was a little weird. Can't have Sloth in the dorm room with you. And then Chunk's parents got... They never talk about what happens down the road. The movie just ends. And it's like, it's happily ever after. And there's consequences at the end of that.
All right, well, how's everybody doing today? You guys all good? It's a big Wednesday program.
Big Wednesday program.
We love Wednesdays here.
Is it a big Wednesday program?
What are you smiling about?
Well, if you want to know what's going on, hand, foot, and mouth in the Buckley household, that's what's going on.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Again?
Buckley.
Yeah.
Dude, what is your wife doing to not take care of those kids?
It's not the wife. It's the daycare, man.
What a terrible thing to say.
I like stirring up problems at the Buckley household.
I dropped the kid off, both kids off, at 9 o'clock.
Hey.
I was due back there at 10 because they're having a little post-Father's Day brunch with dads and their kids.
That's sweet.
So I had an hour to go over to the gym, which is right across the street. And before I could make it back, I got a call from the daycare that... Oh. No, you can't attend the brunch with your boys because you need to take the little one home. He has hand, foot, and mouth.
Mm, no good.
Now, can adults get that?
Yeah.
Yes, and it can be painful.
Yeah. It's like a chicken pox sort of thing, right?
Kind of, yeah. You get little sores in your mouth, on your hands, and on your feet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Buckley, I don't know what to tell you, but...
kids are so gross.
You're just running a bacteria breeding program over there.
And we got an email or like a message from the daycare at like 9:20 a.m. that, hey, we have one reported case of this. And then sure enough, like 20 minutes after that, they're like, oh, by the way, it looks like your kid has this too.
So what you're saying is daycare is basically a ball pit.
It's a cesspool.
Yeah. Was he patient zero?
Or no, he was patient one, I guess. Because they were already aware of another kid that had it found out about earlier in the morning.
Didn't you have that last year too?
Yeah. Sometime in the past. This is not our first bout with the hand foot.
Do they ever clean these places?
No. I assumed it was because Buckley was living in an asbestos mold household, but he's moved out of that.
Yeah.
And you're still dealing with this.
That's right.
Therefore, I can conclude poor parenting. It's the only thing that makes sense to me is the Buckley household, poor parenting.
Living in squalor.
I would expect more out of, because now you're living with Nana, right?
That's right. Cece, as she goes.
I would expect more out of Cece.
Yeah.
Do better, Cece. Do better.
I don't think it's Cece's problem. I think it's daycare's problem.
Because clearly Buckley and his wife aren't going to get it done. I'm going to have to leave it to grandma now.
I mean, I'm serious. Like, I know kids are gross and there's only so much you can do, but do they ever, like...
It's impossible because you're...
I know it's impossible, but how much do they try is my question. Just because it's impossible doesn't mean we shouldn't try to disinfect things.
I would assume that most decent daycares try to do their
They
best.
Do it every day multiple times
It's
a
just,
day.
There's nothing. It's the same thing if you take your dog to, we take our dog to like a one day a week to socialize. He goes and it's like his doggy play date. And it's in a constant state of someone's coming home with kennel cough or you get this or you get that. If you put enough people together, I'll bet you if you did it adults, if you had like a daddy daycare where like you got all the ne'er-do-well dads that got together 4 times a week to drink, gamble, and whatever, and they were there for 8 hours a day, you would spread God knows what amongst. You just can't have groups of people in that sort of interaction sharing every pair of scissors, every mat, every book.
All the tables, all the little plastic bibs, all that.
What if we gave kids little bubble uniforms?
Ooh, I like that. Like little. What if we put them in those?
The bubble babies.
Yeah, the bubble babies. You know, like where you get in those spheres and you bump into each other.
Yeah.
Just put them in that, and then occasionally we dump some like Lysol down in there, and you know, away you go.
Swish them around.
I like it. I like where you're going with this.
Look, if I were a teacher, that's what I'd want. Yeah. I'd advocate for that. I'd be on the picket lines advocating for that. It's just like everybody I know that has littles, like your age kids, Buck's age kids. It's just constant.
Well, the biggest thing is...
And then it goes around the house. It goes to the other kid, and then it goes to the dad, and then it goes to the mom, and then it starts over again in a month.
Yep, that's right. That's exactly how it goes.
Well, kids are... If I could describe kids in one word, it's sticky. They're always sticky.
That's true.
And what does sticky lead to? Things sticking to you. So you're just a magnet for God knows what. And then there's a runny nose... And then you're taking your sticky ravioli fist and you're touching your nose with it. And then you're touching everything else. And it's just, it's what it is. It's the grossness of human beings. And then you remove like any sort of thought of, oh, I should clean my hands or I shouldn't touch that. You can't.
So it's now just, I'm worried.
Yeah.
Do you want to know why?
That I might have it.
Foot and mouth or?
Hand, foot and mouth.
HFM.
Yeah.
I'm worried because... This is the one day that Buck and I shared. We were both toying with there's a lefty.
I wasn't even thinking about that.
There's a lefty driver out there.
I probably would have told
Buck
you
Is Buck a lefty?
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
We're both lefties, so we share clubs sometimes.
Well, I have no sores on my handsies, so we're good.
That's what you think.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, no, I don't have any. You can look.
Oh my goodness, dude! If you get that,
I'm gonna. I will absolutely murder him.
I'm not gonna lie.
I will murder him.
I say
because
this...
you know what? I gave him that driver. I didn't have to do that.
No, you did not.
Again, if I had the monkey paw to make a wish,
you wanted it happen.
The amount of comedy that would just the pure enjoyment I would get. From you getting some sort of weird mouth disease?
That's what I get for gifting a driver to Buckley is HFM.
Well, let's wait until you get the HFM first.
That's fair.
Oh, my goodness.
That's fair.
You better hope that I don't have some sort of, what is that, like the secret? That book where you manifest things into the world?
I think that's right.
You better hope that I don't have that power because I'll tell you right now, during the break, I'm going to be praying to my God, Tom Cruise, that you get... foot, hand, and mouth, or whatever the hell that is.
Not Jeff Bridges. A little bit of an upset.
Well, Tom Cruise has more of a spiritual sort of...
Sure.
Now, Jeff Bridges is my hero.
There you go.
But I don't think that Jeff Bridges has spiritual powers. Tom Cruise, I think, is master of the universe.
Right.
He's making deals with L. Ron Hubbard or the devil or whatever it is. In Tom, we trust. So I don't really have anyone to pray to other than the All Father. So I'm going with, I'm doing some Tom Cruise thing. And it would just, this, like, imagine going to the Fan Golf Classic and Rob comes down with
I may not be there
with foot, hand, and mouth disease because of Buck's driver.
You may not be seeing me on Tuesday because I'm down with HFM.
Is the gout spreadable? Is that possible? Oh my goodness. Well, don't have kids. Well, or you're going to get diseases.
This is one of the reasons I've always said that.
Yeah.
But somehow people don't listen.
Well, again, just.
And they keep popping them out and they don't disinfect them. And then they bring them to daycare because they got to go to work. Can't take a day off work.
Well, that's the thing. And I'm assuming that the Buckleys are responsible because Buck will often, well, not often, but Buck has days where he has to miss because the kids are sick. And to your credit, you do not send him to daycare. But
And that's where a lot of this starts, and, is kids either, yeah. parents either saying, I don't have another choice, or not realizing that their kids got something they're sending them with.
And I think there's a lot of that where maybe it's a single parent or both parents work and it's like, hey, my kid's got the sniffles, but I got to go to work and I don't have anyone to watch him. So guess what? Here's some children, Sinex or whatever. And I'm dropping your little ass off at that and we'll see what happens. I really think that is a huge part of why daycares get people sick. Yeah,
it's not just daycares, it's schools.
Well, same thing. Like, I want to blame parents, but I get it. Like, your kid isn't dying. The kid is a little stuffy.
You only have so many options depending on what you do.
Yeah, there's people that you can't, if you're living paycheck to paycheck, and you don't show up for work, you don't get paid. Hey, I get it, man. You got to send little Johnny, little Susie to school being stuffy.
And they don't really care.
No.
The kids
are the fun.
They're sick. They're like running around.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing up.
Yeah, kids.
Like, pass me the ball.
When you're a kid.
Like, they don't ask out of the game.
No. They'll play through just about anything. And if you are sick, then you get to stay home and like watch The Price is Right or whatever. But that's, you got to be like really sick for that.
What's,
you
know, daytime TV like these days?
Don't know, man. Do they still have the stories? Is it like Days of
the
Our
Story?
Lives?
And, oh.
General Hospital maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because when I was sick, you'd get the morning, you get like the morning talk shows. And they still have those, still like The View and whatever. And there's like the local one, like Good Day Portland or whatever.
Is Kelly Ripa still on?
Yeah, I think Kelly Ripa's still on. You had the Good Morning Americas. And then you would transition into the game shows. You get The Price is Right. And then that would go over to my mom would be momming or whatever it is she did. And then she would turn on her stories. Yeah. And then you get like Days of Our Lives.
Three in a row.
As the World Turns or, you know, whatever. And those were fascinating.
Some of those are still on.
Yeah, because when you were a kid and you didn't know what was going on, like you just would tune into it and you're like, oh my God, this is what's on daytime TV? It's like the most insane things you've ever seen.
Guiding Light,
yeah,
the longest running soap opera.
Yeah.
It began as a radio drama in 1937.
Still around, huh?
No. Oh. It transitioned to TV in 1952, airing until 2009.
Oh, no more Guiding Light.
That was the longest running.
Is the rest of that still like?
I thought General Hospital was.
Oh yeah, I remember. Still going. Yeah, General Hospital. I just remember my mom's favorite was like Sands Through the Hourglass.
I watched
These
that one.
These are the days of our.
Did you
lives.
Ever have a Days of Our Lives phase, or as the kids called it, days?
No, I just when I was sick, I remember my mom would watch that.
I had a Days of Our Lives phase.
You like that? What was going on?
It. Bo and gosh, Bo and
yeah,
I can't remember.
I don't know.
I remember one character. His name is Bo.
Yeah, the 2025. The current soap operas on broadcast television. You have General Hospital, The Young and the Restless, still, and The Bold and the Beautiful.
Do you know who makes a recurring appearance on General Hospital that you know of very well in the sports space?
I do know this. Forehead
Kalen
bullet.
Clark is wild.
That's right.
He's an actor.
He plays Brick. he's been at General Hospital 29 times.
But what's his character? Like, what's his deal?
I think he's the doctor.
Storylines. Oh, Brick was first seen in April of 2016 when Sonny Corinthos called him to wire Paul Hornsby's office so Sonny could hear Paul's discussion with Carlos Rivera. He saw Sonny again on August 18th to keep tabs on Julian Jerome. Brick asked about Carly Spencer, who he has a crush on, and implies that he has known Sonny for a long time. I don't know. He's just a person.
Brick.
Dude, Brick.
If I had like a national profile like that and someone offered me a daytime soap, I think that would be awesome. Like overacting like hell, ridiculous plots. I would be all over that.
You open yourself up to a whole new audience.
I think that'd be fantastic.
Of middle-aged moms that are bored.
The other one, and
bored
I think
housewives.
We've talked about this, but my mom watched one, I think it was called like Loving. And dude, it was insane. Like I would look for, that's the one that I would look forward to because like it had like one of the ladies was like a witch and she had like a portal to like hell. And then she had like a demon midget, or I can't say midget, is it a little person, a demon little person that like, that she would conjure up like through this mirror. It was like the most insane plot lines. My mom is adorably racist and my mom would watch that. And I remember as a kid, I would be, I'm like, what is like, Ma, let's turn this on. Let's go.
Oh, I now have a list of crimes that Brick committed on General Hospital.
Brick?
Including, he did forgery for Sonny Corinthos. He helped Jason Morgan escape custody.
That's ridiculous.
He shot and killed Carl Pine, one of Cyrus Renault's men, in defense of Jason and Dr. Britt Westbourne. Mm. He blew up one of Cyrus's shipments. He's responsible for the deaths of Vincent Novak and Charles Buscema as he and Spinelli moved Selena Wu's car bomb under Novak's limo. Arranged for two men to beat up Agent John Cates under Sonny's orders, and he shot and killed a woman in self-defense who was posing as a nurse. He had her body disposed.
This is Brick?
That's fantastic.
That's right.
Screaming A?
I love that he's going by Brick.
Bo and Hope.
Bo
Do
and
you
Hope.
Remember Bo and Hope?
I remember Bo and Hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were on Days.
There are no Brick.
Young and the Restless started in 1973.
Still there.
So it's going on 52 years.
Yeah.
It's getting close to Guiding Light. Although if you count Guiding Light's radio years.
You probably don't though, because that's a different medium.
If you count just TV years, what did I say, 1952 mm-hmm. to 2009? What's that, 48 plus 9?
48 plus 9, 57? That'd be, yeah.
So only 5 years for Young and the Restless to pass Guiding Light.
Okay, go Young and the Restless. I think Mark Schler is on one of those, too.
You're right. He has been a recurring guest on one of those, a recurring character.
All right.
Someone said slow news day? Not really. We just wanted to talk soap operas.
Yeah, do you listen to our show?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Slow news day.
It's actually a busy news day.
Yeah, no, yeah.
The Lakers are for sale, and we're going to talk about that. But no, we got to cover Bo and Hope first.
Yes.
Thank
There's
you.
Important things. Don't try to label us.
That's right. That's right. We're ready to go, though.
$10 billion. Do you have something to tell us, Rob?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you were talking about buying a mountain for a while, and that didn't work out. And
I almost bought Mount Bachelor, yeah.
Now, this, you know, $10 billion seems like it'd be right up your alley.
Like,
I could see you.
Me and Jay Moore.
You're a Southern California kid.
I'm actually not. I'm a Kansas boy.
You're always down in San Diego. That's Southern California.
God, I haven't been there for a year at least.
Seems like you're trying to deny these Laker rumors is what I'm hearing.
Or have I?
Yeah.
All right, Lakers are for sale. How about that? We'll get to that next on The Fan. All right, nice having you along. We will not be here tomorrow. It's Juneteenth. But we will be back on Friday and Monday, but then won't be here Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, we got the Fan Golf Classic.
We have to go not golf.
Yes. We have to go stand at a golf hole.
Yes. So, big headline today, JC Babes. Mm-hmm. We got some big news. The Lakers are selling.
Yes.
How about that?
For a lot of money. And I mean a lot of money.
Yeah, their valuation is $10 billion.
Yeah.
So that's with a B.
And the Buss family is going to keep 15%, but it just says for a period of time.
Yeah.
Which...
I don't know. But look, $10 billion value. So just so you know, there have been two U.S. sports franchises that have sold for over $6 billion.
Mm-hmm.
The Commanders of football.
Yes.
And the Celtics of basketball.
Yeah.
The Lakers, I would imagine, I didn't look at the latest valuations, but Forbes puts this out every year.
They were valued at $7 billion.
They're saying 10 now.
Yeah.
But the top three most valuable franchises in the U.S. have to be the Lakers, Yankees, and Cowboys, right?
Yeah.
So they are going to absolutely blow the doors off of the record sale for U.S. sports franchises.
Yes. Yeah. So the Lakers, the last Forbes does this every year, and the Lakers were valued, I believe, at $7 billion.
But
but
were they ahead or – well, they're behind the Cowboys, right?
They're behind the Cowboys. I'll look and see.
I feel like the Warriors are way up there now.
Yeah.
Have the Warriors passed the Lakers?
I'll take a look-see here.
I doubt that.
Because of their new arena and everything?
The Cowboys are always number one. Yeah. Dallas Cowboys were valued at 10 – so this is as of last year.
I bet the Warriors are second behind the Lakers. They might even be behind the Bulls, yeah, too, or the
Knicks.
So
the Lakers were actually eighth.
Oh.
So wow.
Cowboys at 10.1. Golden State, second. And this
Whoa.
Is all sports.
Okay.
Look at you.
Look at that.
8.8. And then the Rams, 7.6.
Rams, okay.
Well, remember, they have a new stadium that costs $5 billion. Yankees at 7.5. Knicks at 7.5. Patriots at 7.4.
Knicks.
Giants, 7.3. And then the Lakers at 7.1.
So all New York, yeah, or L.A.
And then to round out the top 10, the Jets and the 49ers. So, yes, the smallest market that you have in there would be New England.
Oh, yeah, Boston. So you have Dallas, Boston, New York, L.A.
San Francisco. Yep.
So stands to reason.
Stands to reason.
I didn't know the Lakers were so low.
And Cowboys, Cowboys have a – it's new. It was the gold standard. Warriors, brand new arena. Rams, Yankees. The Knicks don't, but the Knicks have the most famous venue in all of sports. You know, the Patriots don't. The Patriots, Gillette, is been around. Giants new, Lakers new, Jets new, Niners new. So
new as in where they're playing.
Yeah, you got new shiny. You got new shiny.
Well, listen, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of questions to ask here about the Lakers selling.
Yeah,
but the main one that comes to mind for me is, what does Jay Moore think? And did Jay Moore talk her into this?
Well, she stands, if it's just her, because it's not just her, because she has some siblings that she kicked out, but they are going to split $8.5 billion. If they're keeping a 15% stake and they're valued at roughly $10 billion, I think it's a little more than 10, $8.5 billion in cash influx? And by the way, the buses, this is like, it's not a secret. The buses are not.
Yeah, they're not that.
They're not
wealthy outside the Lakers.
Yeah, they're rich, but they're not.
They're like Mark Davis.
Yeah, they're Mark Davis. They're only rich because of the Lakers. So they just went from being rich and owning the Lakers to, oh my God, we have $8.5 billion.
Yeah, I wonder. Okay, God, there's so many questions here. One, I wanted to point out that the buses paid $67 million for the Lakers.
Yeah.
$67 million, not billion, along with the Kings and the Forum.
Yeah,
and did you know that?
Yes, I did know that.
$67 million with another franchise and the arena thrown in.
And by the way, he had to leverage.
Or the other arena.
The Dr. Buss had to leverage everything he had.
I remember that.
To try to make this happen. I mean, you want to talk about the shrewdest move. Because he did not really have the money to do this. And he's the sort of guy that in today's world could never sniff a pro team. But that dude managed to leverage everything, sell some buildings, get himself into this. And I know he's not around to see it, but his family will reap.
Or is he?
It's possible.
Ghosts.
The ghosts. He is going to be around to see his prodigy reap that windfall from a $67 million investment to $8.5 billion, and you get to keep 50% of the Lakers period of time. So at some point they'll sell the rest of it. Does that mean that that's at a lower or higher valuation? I don't know. But billions are going into their pocket.
So it does seem like a lot of franchises are selling these days.
Yeah.
Because, and I would imagine that's the simple explanation there, is that they're just worth so much money.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it stands to reason. Like, because, I mean, rich people, like the really, really rich people, the richest of the rich, are all lining up to get into U.S. sports franchises. And to some degree, if you have enough money, they're lining up to buy into European sports franchises.
And this cat that's buying them, the Mark Walter guy, so he runs
Let me finish my thought.
Go for it.
So, what was my thought?
Well, you said they're really rich are lining up.
So everyone's lining up. If you have enough money, you want to be in sports because it's just like we said, the buses bought that team for $67 million along with another team, and now they're selling for almost $10 billion. Okay. But I lost my train of thought. You killed me.
I did.
Yeah, you killed me.
Well, you said they were lining up to buy that, and if
I would imagine they're selling. Okay, I've got my train of thought back. This is the third time, and hopefully I don't lose it again.
Were you listening to the dude's story?
Is it possible that I have dementia?
It's possible.
What does early onset dementia look like?
This. But you got it back, so we're okay.
I did.
And you lost it again?
No.
Ron, are you paying attention?
Nope. So I would imagine the easy explanation for people selling, like the Commander sold, the Suns sold, the Celtics sold, the Lakers are selling, the Blazers are selling. There's just a lot of franchises, it seems like, lately selling. It's just that they're worth so much money that it stands to reason that people would cash out, right?
Yeah.
Because there is a line to get in. Mm-hmm. So you would think that the other side of that coin would be, you don't sell these because you just keep passing them down, and Lord knows what your heirs and their descendants will get in two generations or three generations. I mean, like, it feels really weird to say this, but it kind of feels short-sighted to sell a $10 billion entity knowing how this thing is going, how that market is moving, you know? But yet it's, like with Buss, I just wonder, does her life, I mean, I know she now has it in hand.
Yeah.
So does her life change?
Yeah.
Or, like, she could always leverage the Lakers, so she was always living as a rich person.
But this is a different kind of.
But now that she's cashed out, what does she do?
Yeah.
How does she live?
I think a lot of this, you know, Cuban talked about this. And by the way, I guess Cuban and the guy that sold the Celtics, I guess they were her two closest confidants. So
Was close with Jeannie Buss.
Yeah, and so was the guy that sold the Celtics. The guy that sold the Celtics, by the way, said that he did not want to deal with the passing it down.
He has kids?
Yeah, he has kids. And he was like, you know what? We're not doing this. We're not fighting over this. Battle for control.
So he thought they would fight over it.
And he just said, we're just...
I got news for him. When he dies, they're going to fight over his money.
I think it's a little bit easier to simply say, here's the money. And the other one, too, is for someone like that, or even for Buss, and maybe Cuban has some of this, too. I do think there's a difference between being worth a couple $100 million or even $1 billion on paper and having several $1 billion in cash. And at some point, Jeannie Buss is what? She's got to be in her 60s, right?
Let's look.
Yeah, she's a little older. She's not, you know, she's not a little.
A what?
Well, is this
63.
So
she looks great.
Yeah, at some point when you're 60, do you just not want to deal with the hassle anymore and all of that and just say, I would like my, you know, whatever billions I'm getting off of this, and I can still own a piece of the team. By the way, she's still going to be the governor of the Lakers, although they said that about Cuban and he kind of got tossed aside. But you're still part of it. You still get your suite. But now, dude, if you want to buy a $500 million yacht or you want to just F off for a while and not care about anything, at some point, the idea of money is time, right? And you're in your 60s, maybe it's time to just be rich and not have to deal with any of that other crap.
Does she have kids? Do we know?
I don't know if she has kids or not.
Because I think that matters.
Yeah.
And maybe, like you said, she wants to split from her siblings.
Yeah.
And so this would be a way to, I mean, who knows? Lord knows. But I just think it's interesting.
It's just so much money you can't turn it down.
Yeah, I get it. But I also think that if you have kids, you know, you may be selling them a little. It sounds so weird to say this, but you may be selling them a little short. Selling, like Jerry Jones said, he will never sell the Cowboys.
Yes,
he is going to die, and he's going to pass that on.
Yeah,
and to me, that seems like the smart thing to do. But I get it. There's different dynamics, and there's different. Everybody has different sensibilities. I'm not judging. It's just very interesting to me that a lot of people are selling these cash cows, and that's
smiles
exactly what they are.
And glory holes.
I just think some of them that are selling are those that are not.
Yeah,
they're not FU rich, and this gives you FU money.
Well, anyway,
by the way, Jeannie Buss does not have kids.
I wonder if Jay Moore talked her into it, because you know I have a hot Jay Moore Jeannie Buss fact.
Yeah,
so you know they're married.
Yes,
so Jeannie Buss
was
with Phil Jackson, but they were never married.
No,
so they broke up. And now Jeannie Buss married comedian Jay Moore. Like the biggest fall up of all time.
Of all time.
I mean, Jay Moore, absolutely golden.
Yeah.
So did you know that they live in separate units in their building?
No.
She lives on the third floor, and he lives on the first floor. Now, they say it's because he has kids, and she doesn't, and she hates kids or something. Huh. Or she doesn't hate kids. You know, she just wanted her own space.
I get it.
And she's Jeannie Butch. She can do whatever the hell she wants.
Exactly.
Perhaps Jay Moore said, well, maybe we, you know, maybe we should live together. And maybe you selling the Lakers could afford us that luxury.
Something tells me that he's about to live on the first, second, and third floor of their building.
Yeah.
There's an influx of cash that's about to come in.
Is she the only U.S. sports owner to ever appear in Playboy?
That's a good question.
Marge Schott wasn't in there, was she?
Oh, God, no. There hasn't been that many female owners, so I'm willing to guess.
Hey, there are a ton now in the NFL.
Yeah, there are. Yeah.
I mean, if you look through the list of NFL owners, especially controlling.
It's mostly wives of old dudes that have died.
Well, still, but let's not minimize it. They're in charge.
Yeah, I don't think they were. Well, anyway.
Good catch.
I'm stopping. I'm willing to wager that, yes, she is the only owner that has been in Playboy.
Okay. Well,
I'm learning that she had a mystery sibling that she learned about in 2018.
I'm guessing
that's even better than Jay Moore's bit.
I'm guessing Dr. Buss.
You do 23andMe and you find out you're related to Jeannie Buss?
Dude, I am shocked that Dr. Buss only has one illegitimate child. In fact,
well, there's more. It just says that Jeannie has one sibling. It doesn't mean that Dr. Buss didn't make other children with other people.
I don't know what the Vegas odds are on illegitimate Buss children, but I'm setting. Dude, that dude was a notorious pee hound his entire life. I'm setting the over under at 7.5.
He's got 6 kids here, not including the mystery or the surprise sibling.
Dude, you
Jeannie, Jim, Johnny, Janie, Jesse, and Joey.
Dude, you know that there are so many gals living in penthouse apartments somewhere in LA with nice little trust funds, thanks to Dr. Buss.
Okay, I got to backtrack.
Yeah.
A texter has called me out. How can you say that Moore was the greatest follow-up in history when a public school teacher married Bezos' ex-wife?
Yeah, but they're divorced now.
So what?
Yeah.
Touche.
Yeah.
You married Mackenzie Bezos, who is worth,
I think she
what, 30 when well how much so I think she got like 50 billion or something.
Yeah,
and Jeannie's worth what?
Oh, well, she was worth a couple hundred million.
Well, but
billion.
Okay, so then like five times that woman is worth was worth five times what Jeannie's worth.
Yeah,
and that guy was a middle school teacher. Good point. you win that. You win that battle.
Touche.
All right. Mark Walter. Walters or Walter?
Walter.
Walter.
Yeah. And he's the new owner, or will be the new majority owner.
Yeah, because he already owns like a 15 or 25% stake in the Lakers already.
And he owns, I think he's a minority owner of the Dodgers.
Dodgers and yes. Sparks, as well as an F1 team, and I think a soccer team too.
I think he owns pieces. Well, he's the head of a...
like a global holdings company.
Yeah, global holdings company. So like his company and him own pieces of a lot of stuff. Some European soccer clubs, and he's an investment guy, and he likes to invest in sports.
Well, I guess he's good. Everybody raves about him.
Yeah.
Who is the majority owner of the Dodgers?
He is.
You just said minority.
Oh, no. I think he is the majority owner of the Dodgers, if I'm not mistaken.
I feel like you don't know that.
Outside, Walter is best known for his extensive investments in professional sports. He is the primary owner and chairman of Major League Baseball's Los Angeles Dodgers.
Well, why'd you let me say he was minority?
Through Guggenheim Baseball Management.
He is the majority owner of the Dodgers. He's also the primary owner of Andretti Global, which is the Rays team, and he's the primary owner of the Sparks. He owns a majority of the National Basketball Association's Los Angeles Lakers now. And his holding company controls Premier League club Chelsea and La Liga One club RC Strasbourg. And he owns the Professional Women's Hockey League and sits on the board of his alma maters of Creighton and Northwestern. So he just...
Sports guy.
My dude's got his beak in a lot of stuff.
So he's a Midwest boy?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a Midwest. I think he grew up in Iowa. Cedar Rapids, Iowa. He's whatever. Rich. Him personally, he's worth between $6 and $7 billion. Then he's got all the, he's got his investment firm. I think it's like $320 billion that they control.
Can I just say that I like him for one reason?
Talk to me.
I know nothing about him other than what you just read.
Yeah.
Never heard of him. And that's why I like him.
Yeah, he just kind of...
He's obviously not big on being in front of a microphone.
His Wikipedia says he's notoriously private.
Hmm. Oh, okay. Well, see, I like that.
Yeah, all right.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, because sports owners oftentimes can be obnoxious and, like, take up too much bandwidth
in
sports. Yeah,
the Jerry Joneses of the world.
I always liked Cuban, but Cuban was, like, he never met a camera he didn't like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I kind of like that this guy, you know, he's just...
He just kind of keeps it quiet.
They also own an animal refuge in Florida.
Even better.
There might be a scandal here.
Tiger King crossover.
He might have been entangled with
canceled?
A South African beauty queen.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to read about
this. Is there a Mrs. Walter?
I don't know. He's claiming that he did not buy a hot executive a $13 million mansion. So I just need to.
Oh my God!
$13 million? Well, he's worth several million.
But does she? I mean, $5 million?
Yeah, man. Depends on if
you're... $1 million mansion? Is that enough for one hot?
I'm going to look into this.
God.
He claims he did not buy the hot girl a 13.
Can you imagine having that kind of money?
No.
Where it's like, baby, you're not even my wife. What do you want? I want a house. Okay, go pick it out. It costs $13 million. Okay.
We neglected one crucial sports endeavor. He and his wife were the primary financial backers of the 2018-19 PSA World Squash Championships.
So he is married. So this would be a big deal if he did buy a hot.
Yes. It would seem so.
Yeah.
Nah, that's the price of doing business with a guy that rich.
Yeah. Yeah, he's alleged to have a close relationship with Alexandra Court, a South African beauty who was promoted to global head of institutional distribution in 2016. Uh-oh.
Dipping the pen and company ink?
Well, you know. Dude.
Prove it.
When you're worth that kind of money, who...
Like I said, the wife, she's not dumb.
You know what's up.
She's not dumb.
You know what's up. Dude, my man's over $325 billion worth of assets. You think a South African beauty queen's taking him down? Come on. He claims, though, that there's only a business relationship between the two.
Again, prove it.
Yeah. And he said, I guess there was a legendary Pacific Palisades, California mansion purchased by an entity seemingly linked to Walter.
Again, prove it.
13.5. And he's saying, hey, this is outrageous. What are you talking
about? That's right. Prove it.
Yeah, prove
it. That's what he's saying. Prove it.
Yeah.
Boy! We have another franchise for sale, or selling. We'll get to that next. Here's Buck.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Text on the fan text line. A friend of mine recently did 23andMe and found out that Tommy Thayer is her dad.
Really?
That's fantastic.
I know two guys that did 23andMe and found out that their dad was not their dad.
Two. Yeah. Yeah, that happens. There's a lot of people that find out that their parents, you know, had some flings and they have some long-lost siblings that they didn't know about.
Yeah.
Sowed some wild oats.
Yeah. You know, which, you know, it's fine. But a lot of those olds at that time, they wouldn't talk about that.
No.
You know, they wouldn't.
Very uncouth.
Yeah. It was a simpler time back then.
you just take it to your grave.
Yeah.
And now they're like, 23andMe.
Shove that deep down and never speak of it again.
And then another text says it's only a scandal if the wife cares.
Yeah.
And that's right.
So I looked into it. And so this was back in 2017. So
now we're talking about the new Lakers owner.
The new Laker owner.
Dodger owner.
Yes.
Mark Walter.
So Mark Walter.
Notoriously private.
Notoriously private. So he runs a, like an investment holdings company. It's him and another guy. And they manage over $300 billion in assets. And then there was a gal.
You ever notice how all the really, really rich guys?
Yeah.
It's always like really generic things like that.
Yeah. I mean, what,
you know,
it's like, just like, what do you do? I don't know.
I read the name of it is like TMG Holding, like
TWG Global.
Yeah, super. Yeah.
It sounds global, fake, made up.
Super fake, generic. Like, what even is that?
Is this just somebody who rubs elbows? As like, is that just their primary skill or is he like built businesses?
Yeah. He's the CEO of Guggenheim Partners.
Okay. Guggenheim. Now that's a name.
Yeah. So. It's him and another dude.
So
and
wait, Guggenheim, how does the Guggenheim, what?
He's the CEO of Guggenheim Partners.
What?
I don't know. So there's another guy.
Oh.
So him and this other dude were like the big poobahs. And then there was a former South African beauty queen that was rising up the ranks. And they deny it, but this was all from the New York Post had a bunch of stuff on this. And then there's a bunch of articles in there about it. So I guess she was rising up in the company and that's when they found out about this. She was living in a $13.5 million home that appears to have been purchased by Walter and everyone. And he's married. And they were like, no, that's all false.
Just a business thing.
And then she went on a sabbatical for a couple months that turned into a year. And it sounds like one of the partners, other than Walter, was unhappy with the ascension of the blonde, hot South African gal. And while she was gone, her sabbatical kept getting extended. And then it sounds like they negotiated maybe it's best for all of us to go our separate ways. And as a parting gift for leaving said company after not working for a year, allegedly it was to the tune of around $100 million.
What?
And then it just
$100 million?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
What?
So that means she blackmailed him.
Well,
right?
Know, hey, I'm not
so here. The wife did care, otherwise it wouldn't be $100 million, would it?
What?
I just know that when you're a rising star in the company and one partner doesn't want you there and the other one may have bought you a $13 million house, my guess is you have some leverage.
Oh.
And then you walk away. You don't have to work for a year. They're like, hey, take a couple months off. No, wait. Take a year off. And then instead of coming back to work, here's $100 million. Oh, and by the way, you still have the $13 million house.
I want her life. Well, okay. I want her life.
I don't want your life.
What was her name again?
Alexandra Court, something like that.
How do you spell it?
Let me. I got to scroll down and see. And I would also like to point out that the Guggenheim partners say, no, this is all inaccurate.
Yeah, again, prove it.
They speak glowingly of her.
How does the Guggenheim name get, like, what? So he's the CEO of that?
He is the CEO of Guggenheim Partners.
And Guggenheim Partners, like, investment firm? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it's a holdings company.
Okay, so the Guggenheim name, the Guggenheim family.
Yeah.
All back in the old mining days?
I would assume.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that how they got rich?
The Guggenheims?
Yeah. Aren't they big? They were a mining. They made a bunch of money in mining.
Very successful. You've heard of the Guggenheims, very rich.
Right? Yeah, there's like the Guggenheim's like a museum.
Well, they're big into the arts.
Yeah.
But they're that's a wealthy family from yesteryear.
Yes.
I just wonder what the tie-in with them is.
That I don't know. But the chief investment officer is Scott Minard, and apparently he was not thrilled with the promotion of Alexandra Court, a South African beauty.
Spell her last name.
Court, C-O-U-R-T.
Hmm.
And
just as
she was promoted to head of institutional distribution in 2016. Then they had the whole house thing. And then she went on a sabbatical shortly after that. And then a year later, she left the company, allegedly with a $100 million severance package. So
do you want to live in the Alexandra Court apartments in Portland?
No, I want Alexandra Court's life. I would like someone to buy me a $13 million home and then not work for a year. And then my reward for not working for a year is $100 million to continue to not work. That is your dream scenario.
Well, dude, who would not think that's great?
My guess is Mark,
honestly.
My guess is Mark Walter.
I mean.
Although he's, you know, what does he care? That dude's worth how many billions? You think 100 million? He's like, whatever. Here, just go away.
I can't find her. I want to find her.
You have to Google her name and then Guggenheim, and it'll pop up.
Oh, there she is. Oh, yeah. Okay. CEO-looking type.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Former beauty queen, now made good and climbing the corporate ladder. And
not anymore.
No, she's just
laying on a beach.
Yeah, laying on a beach with $100 million. God. Probably laying on her own beach in her $13.5 million house. Hey. But the partners of Guggenheim want you to know this was all mischaracterized.
Prove it.
They love her, and she was great, and they don't want to talk about why she doesn't work there anymore. The world of high finance, man.
Let me ask you a
question. That's a hell of a thing.
If you and the BTJ are on vacation, and you're at a tiki, you like the outdoor bars.
I do like the outdoor bars.
Let's say you're at like a tiki bar beach.
Love it.
And you waddle up with your little flip-flops.
Yeah.
And you sit down, and the BTJ's like, I got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And she goes to the bathroom, and you order a stupid frozen, I don't know.
How about just a Malibu and pineapple?
Okay, keep
it simple.
Malibu and pineapple, and you turn to your right, and there is Alexandra Court.
Yeah.
And she's sitting right there.
How you doing?
She's had several. She's feeling a little talkative. BTJ doesn't come back because your kids are up in the room and there's something going on, and she gets roped into that. You have 3 hours right next to Alexandra Court at Tiki Bar with Malibu and, what'd you say, pineapple and
rum? Malibu and pineapple is a delightful, simple.
What is your approach?
Boy, at that point, you got to believe that she is. The only reason is she's slumming. So I think you really got to lean into the slums.
And you know who she is.
Yeah.
You know all about her story.
Yeah.
She tells you she's single. Yeah.
You just get
BTJ's in the room. You know what's in her bank.
I think at that point, you just got to start like being like, are you as big a fan of poor decisions as I am? You got to lean into this is a terrible idea and you don't make terrible mistakes. Why don't we make a terrible mistake together? You got to go for this is your one chance to just be a dirty slum, do whatever you want.
You're saying this to her?
To her. Yeah. You got to play into the, I'm just a filthy human being. Let's go do filthy human being things. You're not going to class her. You're not going to seduce her.
Oh my gosh, I'm a filthy bastard.
Yes, you have no choice but to just lean into, she's clearly slumming. That's the only reason she's there. So you can't deny the slum. You got to steer into the skid. You got to make her feel like this is the seediest, dirtiest thing that she could ever do.
I see what you mean.
Yes. This is going to be shameful and you're going to regret it, but you're going to think back on this and be like, I'm glad I did that.
Yes, but how do you get...
Well, I can't talk about that on the air.
How do you... I mean, I see the approach, but that seems a short short-sighted approach in a sense that you're never going to see her again.
No, no. There's no way.
Well, how are you going to get in the wallet?
You're not.
Oh, I thought for sure you would hatch a plan to get in her
she
wallet.
She would see me coming a mile away. She's got security. I'm not allowed anywhere near that. You kidding me?
Wow. Nah. I'm disappointed in you.
No. I got one shot, and that's just to do something. Oh, that's just a story to tell.
All right, let's get back on track here. There's another franchise for sale, and it's about to sell to another generic, developer.
Yeah, that's who buys these
holdings.
No one has this money individually.
So that's next on The Fam.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Well, now we have to break again. We've got to talking about Mark Walters' shenanigans and
alleged
rich people
shenanigans.
Anyway, the Lakers are selling.
Yes.
The Dodgers guy is buying the Lakers, and according to Danny, who was in here, obviously right before us, and we were talking off the air, he said that I guess Walter is like one of the best owners in all of sports.
People are very well. Look at the Dodgers.
They
people
love him.
People love him. So this is a
and
if you're
great
if you're a Laker fan, this is a very good day. For
and
you.
This is bad for the Blazers.
Well, it's just it's
not that. I mean, the Lakers were already bad for you.
Yes,
but now they're worse.
Yes, you have a deep pocketed, smart owner now running the most famous franchise in the NBA, and they have Luka to start with. It's a good day to be a Laker.
Now, the Rays are the other team I was talking about, and when we come back, we'll tell you what's going on with them, but it sounds like they're going to sell here soon, which is good, and that has a Portland tie-in because,
yes,
you
does.
Know, we need the A's.
A real tie-in.
The A's and the Rays situations to be settled in order to get possibly an expansion team. So we'll get to that next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.